Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning, November the 15th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And of course, being Thursday, Trish Clark is here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Yo, you're just bright and sunshiny and just, you know.
Isn't that amazing for the time of day?
Well, for me it is. Linda seems to be bright and sunshiny, and you seem to be bright and sunshiny. But Bad Bob and I appear to be cloudy and dreary.
Oh, I don't know. This is a beautiful morning coming in.
It is a nice day. Is it? Yeah, we're going to have to take a look at the weather here in a few minutes and see what that's like. But, hey, thanks for joining me. Today we're going to have Christmas for the Troops is going to roll by, but then we're going to have Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti is going to be here.
Okay.
And it's always good to find out what's going on with him. Plus, there are so many things we need to talk about. You've been here since the election.
Uh-huh.
You have? And are you over that yet?
Well, no, I'm not, really. It's amazing to me that, the conversations I hear, everything's okay now. In the state, in the union, I had it explained to me yesterday that everything wrong in the state of California has been because of the Republicans and holding back what the governor wants to do and what the Democrats want to do. And now that they're in total control.
We mean total.
We mean total.
The supermajority in both.
So the Republicans can no longer mess everything up. And so within a year, everything's going to be all right in the state of California. I mean, our deficit's going to be gone. We're going to have jobs. Everybody's going to go back to work. Everything's going to be fine because those Republicans are out of the way now.
Well, speaking of money and investments and how good it's going to be, here's Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors to tell us what's going on in Wall Street. Josh, good morning.
Well, good morning. Equity markets this morning have been searching for direction. Currently, the Dow's up 11 points at 12,582, while the NASDAQ is down 1 at 2,845, and the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,357. Oil's down 24 cents at $86.08 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.73%. Gold's down $21.70 this morning at $1,708, while silver's down 58 cents at $32.31 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart is down $3.16 at $68.17. AT&T's down 9 pennies at $33.69, while Caterpillar is up $1.20 at $82.26. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. You know, we always appreciate having the Wells Fargo Advisors here, and they're on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 here in the morning. If you want to go down and visit them and talk to them in person, they're down at Park Marina Drive here in Reading, or give them a call at 243-7561. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, if we can find the weather someplace.
Okay, that's right. The printer is down, but we're working on that. I can tell you right now that we are high of 68 today. Tonight's low will be 49. Rain coming into town. That's going to continue through tomorrow. In fact, the National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement of wet and windy weather Friday through Sunday. A whole series of storm systems will move through the interior of Northern California. Right now, downtown, 44 degrees, and the weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight is
pizza night.
Up in Anselmo's. And you know what? Out there, they have the new London Cab. It's parked out there in front. It is just, it's beautiful.
And it's for rent.
It's for rent.
You can hire that and have people picked up.
That's right.
Any place down here in the valley
and
take it up there.
Steering wheel's on the right-hand side.
It's cute.
It is.
It's a nice rig. It is. I saw it yesterday.
It absolutely smells brand new. Everything. The paint job, the upholstery, everything on this thing is perfect.
It is. It is absolutely just, it's wonderful.
Great. Anyway, so if you're going to get pizzas up there, plus they have, rest of the menu. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday night, they have great food and music going. And then you have brunches out there and lunches
Sunday,
during the week.
Yes.
Yeah, on Sunday. Saturday, they have brunches.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you can just spend the weekend out there if you wanted to. Start eating pizza on Thursday and just stay out there till Sunday.
There you go.
Then go to church.
There you go.
If you're invited.
If you're invited.
Because the Franciscan monks are up there.
Dominican.
That's what I meant. What's the difference?
Different order.
Okay. Nice guys.
Absolutely.
Parked their car to get something to eat in San Francisco. Car got broken into, stuff stolen. Oh, yeah.
It
was in the middle of this parking lot, all these lights, and they said, and when they talked to the police about it, they said, oh, yeah, we get like 60 break-ins a week or a month. So thank you, realignment people. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. I know, even the hand of God cannot protect us. We're going to be back. I want to talk to Trish about why are we spending time on Petraeus and Allen when nobody has answered Benghazi, when the number of poor in the United States has reached a new milestone, and the deficit just went to, for October, went to $120 billion, which is going to push us into the trillion mark for one more year. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Trish Clark's here with me today. We'll be right back. Miss a day?
Miss a lot.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA51006. Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:15 in the morning. It's November the 15th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room. Trish Clark is with me. And, okay, the person you were talking with says everything can be fixed. You know, those damn Republicans.
Exactly.
They were blocking everything. Well, no, they can only block money things, you know, when you needed a two-thirds vote.
And is that the solution?
Well, according now from what you said to your friend, you now have Democrats in a supermajority in Congress or in the Assembly and the Senate. You
and
have a
Democrat, every elected official in the state of California.
Every elected official.
I mean, every state official.
Yeah, state official, like the Board of Equalization, still George Runner or something. But I think he's the only
control,
one.
Control, yeah.
You have probably Democrats in charge of the committees. I mean, you know, other things,
yeah,
or commissions and all that. But now then, there is absolutely no way that Republicans can have an impact on what happens in this state.
Pretty much.
I mean, you can go in there and you can fight. But you can ask Republicans before, well, why wasn't this bill introduced? Why wasn't this bill introduced? Because they couldn't get them out of committee.
Well, and they have this thing down there where if it's a Republican bill, then no Democrat will vote for it. And pretty much vice versa, in all fairness.
Yeah.
Because I would try to get even our Republican representatives to support kind of nonpartisan stuff that really didn't have, so it's a game they play.
Yeah.
If it's not a Democratic bill, the Democrats don't vote for it. If it's not a Republican bill, the Republicans don't vote for it. But now it's everything introduced.
That makes no difference.
Everything going down the pike, every decision is going to be controlled by Democrats. You made a good point. Okay, so does that mean, we're going to have all kinds of jobs. The veterans' homes are now going to be opened up.
Veterans' homes should be
Republicans blocking them.
That's right.
No problem.
There is no illegal immigration problem
no,
anymore
that's going
because
away.
Nobody here is illegal.
Well,
we're
exactly.
We're going to give them.
So now they're legal.
We've got 2 million new voters.
Money to do everything.
There you go. There we are.
Yeah, everything's solved.
And then I just saw in the paper today. Of course, anything you read in the paper is suspect. But the headline is state's budget deficit shrinks. It's only down to $1.9 billion. That's okay because our nation went up $120 billion for the month of October, which is going to push us over another trillion, which makes us at, $17 trillion for our national debt.
Too many numbers.
Okay, but they said a positive but cautious forecast Wednesday in the state's first budget assessment since last week, and we got Proposition 30 passed over our cold dead bodies. The state economic recovery, prior budget cuts, and the additional temporary taxes. Is going to fix this. So they see that it's going the $1.9 billion through the end of the 2013 fiscal year in July 2013 compared with $15.7 billion deficit lawmakers faced earlier this year.
Surplus.
And then next year, surplus.
There you go.
We'll see.
Yeah, and it's just because why didn't we get those Republicans out of there sooner?
You know what? There's Republicans shouldn't even. You know, really, it's an afterthought now.
Yeah.
So, what do you do as a Republican? Well, you continue to hold on to the North State, and actually try to make fiscal conservative types of decisions. You know, you stay up here and you try to hang on to your water, which of course, stand by for that.
You know, Carl, what the Republicans have got to do and what we as a conservative mindset need to do is we need to get back to the basics. We didn't get here overnight. We've allowed little by little for each one freedom after another, for one change after another, and we need to get back to the basics. So we can do that in our communities and in our homes.
In our communities and homes, but I think we have that. But when you get down
to places,
we need to start doing it. And, you know, the other thing, too, is the fact that secular progressism has happened where nobody is held responsible for any of their actions. You know, you've got 79% of children, I saw these on statistics in 2010, to black women were born out of wedlock, 59% to Hispanics, 29% to whites. There's nothing that says, wait a minute, this is wrong. And as a friend pointed out yesterday, he says, you know, every time that happens, you know, when a child's born into poverty like that, That cost us $15 million. By the time, from the time they're born to the time that they're incarcerated or whatever happens to them, you know, or time they succeed, it's $15 million. So when you get this huge amount of people being born into places and there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, no, you can do anything you want. You want to smoke dope? Oh, that's okay because it's the individual can do anything. Well, it's not true. There are repercussions about this.
We have no responsibilities in our system. People are not held accountable for their actions. It's a question of if a person goes out and they get pregnant, there's no thought processes about how you got pregnant, and maybe you could have avoided that to begin with. There are options to getting pregnant.
There are.
There are lots of options.
There are two big options. One, don't do it.
Well, yeah, or put an aspirin firmly between your knees.
Yeah, or two, you use birth control, which is available everywhere.
Exactly.
And so, you know, so you have that. So, you know, the responsibility.
And we've assured that will be available now for everybody free of charge by electing Mr. Obama.
Well, according to the Catholics, they're going to fight this one tooth and nail to nail the Pope to the door at the Vatican.
Well,
because he says this is not part of our tenets. You cannot force us to do this. But you know what? They will. They'll find a way of doing it. They're going to come around and they're going to find a way. Anyway, we got to take a break. But the point is this. The Democrats have been returned to power.
Yes, they have.
The state of California is completely super majority Democrats. So now, you know, for 4 years, Obama said, I can't get it done. Even though he had 2 years, he had the Senate and the Congress in there, House of Representatives, and there was still, we got Obamacare. Now, it's the same groups of people. Obama is the president, the Senate is Democrat, the House is Republican. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there.
He hasn't done anything with Congress anyway. He's done it by executive order, so nothing changes. It just gets worse.
We'll see. But you know what? The people of the United States returned this man, and it wasn't like by five votes. It was like by a million
votes.
The majority
of people who vote have spoken.
That's right. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Miss a day. Miss a lot.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Christmas for the Troops 2012 is just around the corner. In our fourth year, CFT in the North State community has sent nearly 1,200 boxes to our deployed troops, and we need your help to send another 500 this Christmas. You can help out by donating items and joining us for the Dinner and Dance fundraiser and packaging event, Saturday, 17 November at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For a donation list, to add your troop and purchase tickets, visit us on the web at christmasforthetroops.org.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, are you getting what you're paying for? You will with Shasta Gas Propane. Great prices for what you're getting there, and reliability and flexibility. They offer senior discounts and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. It's a locally owned, family-operated company. All employees are safety-trained and service-oriented. You got to give them a call, 530-365-3793, 530-365-3793. They will keep you warm during the winter. Okay, guest two. Are we having a pity party?
No, I think...
Is that what we're having? Okay,
I don't
maybe
think
we're
having a pity party. I think we're just kind of pointing out. I think it's, once in a while we have to vent that the ridiculousness of a mindset that says that two votes in Congress or in the Assembly down there in Sacramento were holding up everything that was going on in the state of California. And now,
you've
got a tax
comments,
increase.
But, yeah.
Boom.
Well, here we are. And guess, you know what? I don't know if it is a pity party. I think if you listen to the end, I don't know if you did or not, but the people have spoken. I mean, I am a firm believer in our process of electing people. And it wasn't a squeaker. It wasn't like, 50.1 to 49.9. I mean, it was 2%
that the people spoke, and that's it.
And the same thing in California. The thing that I think Trish is talking about, and the thing I like to see is, okay, I think it'll be harder on the national level because you still got the House of Representatives firmly owned by the Republicans and the Senate by the Democrats.
But you have to recognize this president has not operated. I want you to go back and look at how many bills were passed last year. How many bills were passed in his first term by either the Senate or the Congress that had anything to do with anything other than Obamacare? He did not use their process. He did everything by executive order because he doesn't want to fool with talking to him,
well,
dealing with him,
the thing
mixing
is,
with him.
If you looked at, I don't know if you got the opportunity to see Lincoln.
I did.
Okay, you were. Oh yeah, you were there. I was there. Do you remember when he said? And this is the dialogue. And he said, "I passed the Emancipation Proclamation a year and a half ago. They've had a year and a half to think about it, to see who I am for the last 4 years, and they reelected me." He says. They obviously want me to be president. You know what? You can't argue with that.
No.
People know who Obama is. There is no change in Obama. Frankly, people just say, God, I didn't think he was going to do that. I didn't think he was going to do that. There was no doubt in my mind what President Obama was going to do when he came in. It was clear.
It was clear for 4 years.
It was clear when he was a senator. It was clear when he was in a community organizer. It was clear. Why people acted surprised. And then now, there's enough people that voted. I mean, the majority of the people in the United States voted for him. So now we have to figure out what's the best way forward for the United States. He said, I can't tax everybody. I heard him, he said, I can't tax everybody. He probably
can't tax those that are not paying any kind of taxes,
well, he can sure get
at the rest of us.
Yeah, but, he says $250,000 or more, that's net income and all that. But even if you do that, even if you took 90% of what they make, it's a drop in the barrel. It's like 8 days of government. There's got to be these cuts, but where are you going to do that? And the other thing is you got to get out of this godforsaken war in Afghanistan. And they say, oh, we'll use that money then for other things. Well, that money's borrowed. I mean, we don't need to borrow more money.
Yeah.
So he's got to get out of that. And, you know, and there's just, you know, but he's got to also, he owes it to the American people, Benghazi. We have to find out what happened there.
Well, I think that they're going to go on and on with this nonsense about this affair until they think, and unfortunately this proves to be true, that the mindset, the span of attention of the American people is so short that they can keep us talking about this, about the affair.
We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network. Stocks are swinging between gains and losses after several disappointing reports on the U.S. economy, including a huge jump in last week's jobless claims. 439,000 Americans filed for first-time benefits, pushing jobless claims to their highest level in 18 months. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's just about flat. Procter & Gamble is planning more job cuts, this time up to 4% of its non-manufacturing staff. This is on top of the 10% it's already announced as part of its restructuring and cost-cutting efforts. The world's largest household products maker is also planning to boost its stock repurchase program to $6 billion from the previous $4 billion. Moving forward, P&G is affirming its sales and earnings forecast for the current quarter and fiscal year. And insurance company Allstate expects the cost of Superstorm Sandy to top $150 million. The company says a more specific estimate is still pending. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at reddingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, I could catch up on a couple of things here that are happening this weekend. Well, we're going to have... Oh, wait a minute. You know what? We need to get our Christmas for the Troops people in here, and they can talk about that. But we've got the Red Kettle campaign. We've got the Lighted Christmas Parade coming on this weekend. We've got the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Dinner that's going to be down on Yuba Street at the Vets Hall there. And that's going to be the spaghetti dinner with music to benefit the Vietnam Veterans Monument. And that's going to be this Saturday. It starts at 5 p.m. and goes on. And they're going to have auctions, raffles, music, and spaghetti, hot garlic bread, and salad presented by the Classy Cafe, Millie and Kathy. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Now, we're going to... we've got Christmas for the Troops here, and while we were sitting in here just yapping, we didn't get our people in here, so we're going to get them in here and get them all fixed up, and Bob's going to help them sit down. Okay, and let me see. Then while we're waiting for that, oh, Roberta, let's put Roberta on the line. Roberta, thanks for waiting. You're live on KCNR.
Well, good morning. I guess I get the last word here. Remember when Clinton was impeached?
Yeah.
You know, his the reason he was disbarred was more that he committed perjury in the Paula Jones case, and he denied her justice. And they kept that. You didn't hear a lot about that, but that was actually the charge that he was impeached on.
He was but bear in mind, Roberta, we weren't able to make that stick anyway. He was impeached, and no one remembers that because the Senate never even acted on it.
No, but what I'm saying is,
yeah,
that was the beginning of this kind of thing of not taking responsibility and of having the media on your side, so you didn't hear the full case.
That's right.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that when we're talking about it, is that when Petraeus, when this came out, he immediately resigned and said, you know, that this, you know, which was an honorable thing to do in the sense that he had just besmirched his honor forever. And with Clinton, what you had was lying, trying to trash other people's reputations,
yep.
Anything you could do to keep from admitting it, and even going on the TV and say, I did not have sex with this woman, when it was absolutely false. Of course,
yeah,
he had sex with her. And then after he got caught, nothing happens to him.
Well,
and now he's revered as Uncle Bill.
And, yeah, and ultimately, the only thing they were able to hold him on was the fact that he had lied.
Right.
Well,
but
that's
was
right,
an impeachable offense.
Still, they swept under the carpet the Paula Jones case, and that was really his worst offense.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now, but here I am. Well, how many years ago was that? 20 years? I miss Bill. I miss Bill. I really do miss Bill. And in fact, I'm starting to miss Hillary.
Yeah. Well, now he's a hero, right?
I kind of like him now.
Oh,
you know. Here's why I like Bill Clinton. Even though one day he could be the best president ever, the second day he has no concept of what he's doing, and the third day, you know, on Sundays they all go to church. But here's the thing: is he would, you know what he did? He started this triangulation, where he would work within the parties to,
yeah,
get things done, even because the Republicans held the Senate in the House of Representatives, yet things were passed and it worked because he was a pragmatist.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What I would like to see President Obama become, was a pragmatist. You know what? You don't, you know, I have a mandate. No, you don't have a mandate. You won an election. A mandate is like if you won by, you know, the other, a mandate was
you
what Reagan had. That's
you
what
need to
Reagan
reread
had.
The paper, Carl, yeah, because he says he has a mandate.
I know that, but he doesn't. A mandate is what Reagan had when he ran against whoever it was. He beat every
I
state.
Understand the difference, but he,
yeah,
doesn't.
Well,
he's
but,
the one in the office.
I'm thinking is, no, he needs to work, and the Republicans need to reach out to him. and say, okay, what can we do to help the country? Come on, guys. That's, you know, it's our country here that's going down the tubes. They need to do something. And, you know, and he's the president. He's been elected. I'm supporting President Obama because he's our president. I'm not saying I support what he does, but we need this time to give him another chance to fix this. And if he chooses not to do it, then that's, you know, then all bets are off. And, okay, you know what? Republicans, roll over in your graves, but this is what I believe. We can't just keep going the way it is.
But you're absolutely right, Carl, but here's the deal. You've got Republicans back there. You've got Democrats back there. None of them are worried about the United States. They're worried about keeping the system intact that's going on back there and keeping their little piece of the pie and making sure that we, the people, don't upset the agenda.
Which is why Ron Paul should have had a bigger play. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you,
John. Ron Paul. Maybe we should have been looking at him. But now we got to take a quick break because we got Christmas for the troops and we're taking their time. Thanks, Roberta. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Redding's favorite way to kick off the holiday season returns to the Cascade Theater Thanksgiving weekend with a Cascade Christmas. Expect a brand new show filled with spectacular dancing and singing, adorable costumes, and heartwarming moments. A Cascade Christmas. It's full of surprises and affordable for the whole family. Opening Thanksgiving weekend through December 1st with evening and matinee shows. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah. Carl Bott, Trish Clark here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they take care of all your service and repair needs. They believe in quality, and they will take care of your heating and cooling system. In its emergency, they'll be there. If it's just taking care of the system, making sure it's okay, they'll be there. They love earning your trust and exceeding expectations. It's Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or go to their website at homecomfort.org. Been in the business since 1992 and great people. You know what? They got some funny commercials, too. I mean, have you heard the commercial? You've heard them, but, you know, it's got, like, Paul Marvey or something in there. Then they've got Austin Power type sounds, you know. Anyway, it's pretty cool. Their commercials are great. Anyway, Alliance Heating and Air. All right, we're here with Christmas with the Troops. Michelle Flynn, Julie Clausen. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Getting close.
Get closer.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I tell you what we're going to do is we're going to give you another microphone.
All right, try it now.
What, did you turn it on?
I boosted it.
Okay.
Over here?
Now, one of you there and one there.
Good morning. Okay.
Oh, now I just hit you in the face with a microphone. Don't slip. Okay. Christmas for the Troops. How did yesterday go?
Oh, yesterday went really, really well, I think. We had people driving by and giving us donations. North Cow Creek School dropped their donations off, so my car was full. Michelle's car was full.
I was getting phone calls at 120, 125 from people saying, where are they? We're here.
Uh-huh.
So I sent them down to Tobacco and Brew, which has a collection spot.
Perfect.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. And they had, like, magazines, and they had all types of stuff. We're going to be filling this one here up here in our studio.
Yay.
So we've got people coming in, bringing in stuff.
Well, see, that's because you guys rock. I mean, I'm sorry. You just rock. And, you know, you're always on top of these things, and you're so supportive, and we just absolutely couldn't do this without the kind of support that you and Linda and the station have shown.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's easy to do.
We truly appreciate it because we do have a big goal. 500 boxes is not easy to fill.
No.
And we really, the community is making it happen.
Well, okay. Well, and I believe they are. And the now, though, you got Saturday night, which is a big night.
Saturday night. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let's talk about Saturday night.
Okay. Well, the doors open at 4:30. We have social hour.
And this is at the
Reading, yeah, the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Right.
So, doors open at 4:30, social hour, program starts at 5:30. Patrick Jones came up with a firearm for the op drawing, which is outstanding. I'm so excited. We have a $100 gas card. We have a $100 gift card from Walmart. Trying to think what else.
Oh, raffle prizes?
Well, opportunity drawing. Same thing, but legally it's opportunity drawing.
so people are going to find an opportunity.
Yes.
All right. Is there admission? What does it cost for people to come?
$13 per head. And the reason is it's, well, and $6 for children.
Correct. Cost $13 to
$13 for an adult. $13.95. So we're actually a little bit deficit on that. But rather than raise the prices on the tickets, we were counting on the opportunity drawing and donations and the kindness of strangers to help us fill that void to ship as many boxes as we can.
So we're going to go and we're going to have dinner, and then we're going to do what?
Then you're going to we're going to be doing the assembly line, packing the boxes. We're going to be drawing for the drawings. We're going to have music and dancing, and it's really fun.
What's the dinner?
The A-Team is putting together a pasta dinner for us.
If you have not tasted the pasta from the A-Team, you know what? These guys cook for 6, 7, 800, 900, 10,000 people. Mm-hmm. It always tastes the same. Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't have anything to do Saturday night, this would be a fun thing to do. Just come on down. Come into the Civic Auditorium. You get to be a part of this. You get to have a good dinner, good music.
I'd say even if you have something else to do, dump that and come to this gig because it's fun.
Well, this is a good chance to bring children.
It is.
Because when we've been there, children get to stuff the packages. And, you know, here's an important thing that people maybe not realize or not thinking of. It was on the front page of the paper today. We had a specialist return from Iraq out of this 132nd bridge company that had been injured over there. Now, he wasn't injured and been shot or blown up, but he was injured in a vehicle accident, but he was still injured. And Donald Gardner is his name. He's a specialist, injured in a vehicle accident, but he's part of the 132nd Engineer Company. That's a North State National Guard company.
Right. Yes.
That's over there in Afghanistan. They're not coming home till February.
Right.
So we stuffed these boxes. We can be literally sending them to men and women from right here, right
exactly.
Down the street. So this is important that we get that support out here and get this list of things that you can come down here at KCNR and drop it off. You can drop it off at Tobacco and Brew. And where else can you drop it off?
North Valley Bank branches.
McDonald's.
North Valley Bank. Okay, McDonald's.
And where can they get that list of the things that you're wanting them? Because obviously not everything is appropriate to donate.
Right, right.
No
booze. Christmasforthetroops.org, or you can go to Christmas for the Troops North State Packaging Project on Facebook.
And just an example of jerky, cookies, crackers, sunflower seeds for hygiene, wet wipes. Wet wipes, we love wet wipes because your hands are dirty all the time. So if you have some wet wipes, you can take those. And not in a big
right,
not
you
in
have
the
to
big
have
containers.
The travel sizes.
Yeah, the travel sizes. Hand sanitizer because, mm-hmm. you know, you're into everything there. Sunblock, shaving cream in the small ones.
Yes.
Razors, floss for women, shampoo. Conditioner, feminine hygiene products,
right.
That it's sometimes hard for them pickups because if you're up in the, you know, they have PXs, but a lot of times you're forward and it doesn't make it, for, you know, it doesn't make it up there and you may be up there for 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, you run out of things like, mm-hmm. Like soap or, you know, toothbrushes and things. Electrical tape, Chief Paletti's here, and he's been deployed over there. So we need to get him in here, too, to talk a little bit about this. DVDs, CDs, books, I'm sending a whole bunch of old Guns and Ammo magazines over there. I mean, they're new. I mean, they're
cool.
In this last year. And,
right.
But it's things like that, that really can, you know, that they really, really appreciate. We appreciate that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Well, we also have folks, we're going to have the Christmas cards all set all around the tables, too, because, you know, we usually bring Christmas cards and have people right on the spot fill them out. And when you were talking about the kids, I'm remembering watching kids sign their name with Crayola or making a little drawing if they were too small to make a little drawing. And those all go into the boxes. And, you know, so that's that sense of home and that peace of love and the blessing, you know, that we can do and say, you know what, we support you. We love you. We thank you. We respect you. You know, and this is the way that we can tangibly give you just a little notion of what you mean to me.
And you'll see a bunker. We've got a 50 cal set up out there.
Mm-hmm.
And in this bunker, and you look up and there's like 4 or 5 of these little Christmas cards that people send them.
Cool.
That are in there. And we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to be talking more about Christmas for the Troops. We have Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, who has been deployed into combat. I want him to also address the importance of packages coming from home. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365- 3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, Linda is, we have on the spot with Linda Bott. And I bet, but Trish Clark is always with us on Thursdays, and we
My
love
pleasure.
That. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors of Reading. Come on. Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram. It's your Reading Crown Motors crew that's going to fix you up. They're going to hook you up with a car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or previously owned. And not only are they going to give you a great, great deal because they're your neighbors, then they're going to service those vehicles second to none. Look me in the eye, Michelle. Do you see untruth here at all?
No.
No, it's because I've taken my truck, my Ford, down there, and they have always kept it and treated it so well. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Right here in Reading, or give them a call, 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. Okay, you know, while we're here, we've got, of course, Michelle Flynn and Julie Clausen, but then Rob Pelletti walked in, and Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and Chief, you've had multiple tours over in combat.
I've gone to Iraq twice, right. And, you know, I heard her talking about the cards from the kids. And I can tell you that I still have every one that I received in Iraq in 2005, 2006. They're in a trunk in the garage, but they mean that much to the soldiers, and they'll be plastered all over their rooms and everything else in the headquarters. So, you know, that means a lot to them when they're there. This time of year, it's you can pretty much send whatever you want. As the summer months come, please don't send anything that melts because it doesn't get there in that good of shape.
Nothing in glass, anything because...
Glass doesn't travel very
that's
well.
That's right. Salsa. Forget the salsa. Unless it's in the, just forget the salsa.
Beef jerky works real well. Things that they can pack in their bags, right. and take with them when they're on their right. missions and stuff.
And reach
really
in
helpful.
And just bite. You know what I really like, too, is the those little water flavoring units there, like the lemonade, you know, for individuals that you could stick into a bottle of water because... You know, a lot of times you'll get water that's just, you know, it's even though it's bottled, it's been bottled for a while. So this, you know, it just adds something just a little bit mm-hmm. different. And so it was hard keeping that in. The handy wipes.
Baby wipes.
The field, baby wipes.
Oh. Baby wipes are a must.
That's right.
To keep
you fresh.
Gallon Ziploc bags.
Gallon Ziploc bags is huge. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Chief. Let me get these fine ladies who are putting this on together. Now, again, Saturday night.
Yes, yes.
We're at the Civic Auditorium.
Yes, yes.
Doors open at 4:30.
Yes.
It costs $13 for a ticket, but that includes dinner, dancing, et cetera. But you can also buy opportunity tickets, which some people will call raffle tickets.
Yes.
For a rifle, I think.
I don't know.
I don't know what kind of weapon.
It's
some
firearm.
Kind of weapon. A
and
firearm.
And I didn't ask him to be right. specific, so that could firearm. Be pistol or rifle.
Right.
So I just thought of another opportunity. If somebody wants to help and they can't come to dinner and they don't want to go out and buy all this other stuff, if they have a nice, large item that could be used for the opportunity
yes.
drawings,
yes.
They can donate that.
Absolutely.
And that will help raise more funds to get the mailing done and all of the other things. So... Perfect opportunity yeah. if
well,
you have a really good raffle item.
Yesterday during the Safeway drive-through donation opportunity that we had, a gentleman said he was going home and he was going to purchase a girl's bike and a boy's bike for us to have in the drawing. So
okay.
that's pretty exciting. Yeah. I mean, when you get that kind of
and where do people,
but we could use more.
Yeah, and where do people drop it off at? North Valley Banks?
Yes.
Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop?
Yes. Right.
Right here at KCNR 1460, 1326 Market Street.
Right.
Don't worry about it when it says it looks a little empty because our people are going out today and we're going to fill this thing up. We have our friends that we've talked about and they go, oh, so they're going to be bringing stuff in. You'll take donations too, right?
Yes.
All right. We got a minute left. Ladies, thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And if there is an opportunity drawing donation, is it okay if I give my phone number?
Absolutely, give it.
Okay, it's 722-5773. I'm in charge of the op drawing this year, so if you have something like that, I would love to hear from you.
All right. Great job, Michelle Flynn, Julie Clausen. And, okay, when we come back, we've got Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking realignment. We're going to be talking jail space. We're going to be talking homeless, all those things I put down on Facebook and made up just to see if he watched it. Anyway, and Sharon and John, welcome home. We missed you. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Congress is asking questions right now about Libya, and tomorrow it'll get answers from David Petraeus, despite the affair that cost him his CIA director job. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
That affair and when the White House learned about it and why congressional leaders were not told about it could be a topic in closed-door sessions of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees today, both panels meeting with CIA, FBI, and State Department officials. Tomorrow, lawmakers will quiz General David Petraeus. He's agreed to answer questions in early morning sessions on Capitol Hill. Dave.
Jared, what goes up. Israel's trying to blow up using a missile defense system, but some Palestinian rockets have landed. One killed three Israelis. Israel's response includes
surgical strikes against the terrorist infrastructure in Gaza.
15 Palestinians have been killed, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not ruling out an Israeli ground assault. A computer glitch has stranded some airline passengers, grounding United flights across the country. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
United Airlines only says it's aware of a computer glitch affecting some of its flights. Some planes are now boarding. Mary Schiavo, the former Department of Transportation Inspector General, says computer issues are nothing new for this airline.
For United, this is the fourth time this year.
And United says that it has been working on this latest issue. It looks like they're getting back up close to being up and running again. Dave?
Jennifer, is BP guilty? The oil giant's working out a costly settlement over its Gulf oil spill. Fox News Radio Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, BP nearing a deal with the Justice Department. It's expected to see the British company plead guilty to criminal charges and then pay a record fine, possibly between $3 and $5 billion. It's thought two BP employees could also be facing charges. 11 workers died in an explosion on the Deepwater Horizon rig, which led to the oil spill. Dave.
Simon, on Wall Street, some more selling this morning. The Dow's down 30 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-581-9496. 1-800-581-9496.
The general in line to take over as the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan is now on Capitol Hill.
You think we're winning the war in Afghanistan?
Senator, I think we're making progress, and as I mentioned in my opening remarks, I believe our objectives are achievable.
That's General Joseph Dunford talking to Republican John McCain at a Senate confirmation hearing. Dunford would replace General John Allen, whose nomination to become NATO's Supreme Allied Commander in Europe's on hold over his inappropriate emails with Jill Kelly, the woman who started the investigation revealing CIA Director David Petraeus' affair. President Obama is right now headed to an area Hurricane Sandy devastated, New York City.
President Obama will get an aerial view choppering over areas like the hard-hit Rockaways and Coney Island. Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Michael Bloomberg expected to accompany him.
The recovery is going very slow. You know, we're trying to do what we can. Every time we shovel a sand, it feels like we haven't done a thing. So we just keep cleaning up, trying to make a little normalcy out of it, and that's it.
He will speak to residents like Anthony Gaddy about the recovery efforts here in Staten Island, thank first responders, and tour FEMA facilities. In Staten Island, New York, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
There may be a new reason to drink in moderation.
Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control say that sugary drinks account for about 6% of an average adult's daily calories. Beer, wine, and other alcoholic drinks account for about 5%. They say the finding is important because neither soda nor booze have much nutrition in those calories. A 12-ounce can of soda has about 140 calories, just a little less than the same size can of beer. A 5-ounce glass of wine is about 100 calories. Steve Knight, Fox News Radio.
Yoda is going to the Hall of Fame.
May the Force be with you.
Star Wars action figures like Yoda and Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia and others are going into the National Toy Hall of Fame, announced into the class of 2012 today, along with the old classic, Dominoes. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl Lindebaugh. 8:05 in the morning, November the 15th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Get into our chat room, John and Sharon, and, oh, several others are into that. Trish Clark, of course, it's Thursday, and Trish is always with me on Thursdays.
Good morning.
You know what, this is kind of, people go, what's it like to have, you know, Linda one day and Trish the other? And I go, wow, I'm a lucky man. I'm the baloney and a best friend sandwich.
Oh, you know? There.
I didn't mean that bad.
Okay.
Okay, no, you could be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. You know, you don't have to take and read that wrong.
I didn't. I thought that was just a great analogy.
Now, what's the weather?
The weather is going to rain. It's just going to really mess up my pheasant hunting weekend is what it's going to do.
You're going pheasant hunting?
Well, no, because it's going to rain on Saturday and Sunday. And today is actually a nice 30% chance of rain. A little rainy this evening and starting tomorrow. Big storm moving in over the weekend. It's now 43 degrees outside. But it's going to be a nice day today, so get all your stuff outside done, get your wood covered, get all that kind of stuff, because it's going to rain through next week.
Okay, well, you know what? Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546 tonight's
pizza night.
And, of course, music and dancing and great food over the weekend. And, again, phone number is 474-5546. They also have sporting clays up there. And, of course, horseback rides. I mean, there's all the place, every time you go up there, there's something new.
And the new London cab is available for rental. And you can get a group together down here, rent that cab, limousine, go up to the winery for the evening and be delivered back home.
Safely. All right. Well, you know what? Here's another favorite part of our day is when we go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, the markets have moved into negative territory this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 29 points at 12,542, while the NASDAQ is down 10 at 2,836, and the S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,353. Oil's down 38 cents at $85.94 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.72%. Gold's down $17.10 this morning at $1,713, while silver's down 42 cents at $32.47 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, ExxonMobil's up 14 cents at $86.21, Cisco Systems is up 21 pennies at $17.88, while Coca-Cola is up a nickel at $36.08. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. You know, we have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They do great work. They can tell you what's happening down there. They can tell you not only what's happening in Wall Street, but pretty much why it's happening and what you can do to try and work your way through this morass of Wall Street under what's going on there. Now, head on down to Park Marina Drive to see them face-to-face, or give them a call at 243-7561. I'm sorry, that's 243-7561, 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, we've got a lot of people in the chat room, and John, yes, feel free to ask the chief those questions. And so give us a call after the break. Our guest is, of course, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
You know, you're just cheery here, and you hopped into the last one talking about why it's important and how much we as deployed warriors enjoy getting those packages, and especially those little Christmas cards.
It's nice to see those packages come in and see the soldiers kind of fight over the good stuff and you know, it's uplifting for them. It lets people know that there's people out there that appreciate and support what they're doing. And if you can do something to help those guys, our local 132nd engineers are still over in Afghanistan. They're part of the brigade that I came from, and a good group of guys. Captain Ricks is over there taking good care of those guys. And if we can do something to kind of help those guys and the others that are over there serving us.
Those men and women, yeah.
That's a good day for us.
We got to meet them before they left. What a great bunch of men and women. Got to talk to them and was, you know, able to introduce a few of them. What a great bunch of men and women that are representing our country. And they're going to be in Afghanistan during Thanksgiving, Christmas. And I, you know what? If there's anything we can send to them, if just a thank you note, you know, they're going to appreciate it.
A little piece of home.
A piece of home. That's right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's got to be a little rain sometime.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Christmas for the Troops 2012 is just around the corner. In our fourth year, CFT in the North State community has sent nearly 1,200 boxes to our deployed troops, and we need your help to send another 500 this Christmas. You can help out by donating items and joining us for the Dinner and Dance fundraiser and packaging event, Saturday, 17 November at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For a donation list, to add your troop and purchase tickets, visit us on the web at christmasforthetroops.org.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music? Need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774. Behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free
I gotta warn you guys with those microphones.
Yeah, you guys straighten up in here.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Reading Police Chief Rob Plenty, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004. Over 50 wonderful caregivers providing assisted living, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded and insured. Give Sharon a call to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment. That's Home Helpers. You know what? We've known them for a long time. We know the work they do, and they are good. Again, if we talk about somebody, it's because we know about them. 226-1850. And I'll get back with that number. It's 226-1850. Home Helpers. All right. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
So has anything big happened since the in realignment? We've been talking about it, and I know there's been some changes, but have been any breakthroughs here?
One of the things and I've been kind of cautious because I wanted to make sure that we actually had a trend going in the right direction. So unlike the Wells Fargo advisor, when he talks about a dip, statistical dips for me are good things. So when I did the mid-year crime report to the city council in June, our property crime rate was up 57% or roughly about 1,000 incidents. Kind of coinciding with the sheriff getting the third floor of the jail open, and I think that the sheriff and Captain Bertain that runs the jail are doing a really good job of managing bed space. We have some contract bed space now we can use for probation and parole violators. We've seen our property crime rate go from 57% increase over this year to a 44% increase in 3 months.
There's a definite down turn.
Well, I'm not gonna turn cartwheels over a 44% increase. Still have work to do. But at least went from 57 to 44 instead of 57 to 65. So, we're trending in the right direction. We were up 3% or roughly 3% in violent crime rate, and now it's down 3%. So we've dropped 6% in violent crimes as well. Now, when you talk about a decrease in violent crimes because we don't have as many as, say a Sacramento or a Stockton or something of that nature, we're talking about a difference of about 14 crimes that swings it from, 3% up to 3% down. So we're down about 14 cases right now. And so we can have one or two violent crimes, which we have had lately, that can skew that percentage greatly. So I want to make sure that we talk raw numbers as well. Mm-hmm. But, we're still up, over 1,000 property crimes over last year during the same time period. So it's not a circumstance where I want people to say, okay, well, the crime trend is over. We can relax. We still need to think from a crime prevention standpoint. We still need to do those things to, protect our property and to protect our cars and not, leave valuables laying around, lock your doors, that kind of thing. But I think that we're doing a much better job of managing the jail bed space that we have so that we can get people through court and into those rehabilitative programs and other things that are going to help them.
Well, that's the secret. If we can hang on to them, and so we can get them into a program. But when there was just that revolving door, that's why if you take a look at one of my favorite amusement parks, the Shasta Mugshots, that when you see most of the crimes when you're looking at them, there's a failure to appear in there someplace.
Uh huh.
So now if you can hold them, from what I understand, now you can try to start fixing them.
Well, they had like 945 warrants issued in Shasta County Court in 6 months for failure to appear at arraignment. And, that we were running into that problem where we booked them, the jail was full, they let them out, we arrest them again, they don't show up to court, and this merry-go-round went round and round and round. I think we've kind of stuck a pin in that. And Captain Bertain is really trying to hold on to people as long as he can so that, if somebody's booked for burglary and they've been sitting there for 14 days, and we book another one for burglary, instead of just letting that person go, the guy that's been there 14 days has kind of, you know, done a little bit of time and is going to show up to court, is going to get released, and then the other guy's going to now sit there for some time. So he's doing a really good job of managing that.
Do you have statistics that tell us how many of these crimes are competed, are committed by repeat offenders, people that you have let out?
Well, the only statistics that I ran were prior to the contract bed space in the third floor of the jail opening. So I haven't run those to get an update on that again. When we did it, you know, we had about 5,900 arrests. The Reading Police Department averages about between 21 and 23 arrests a day. So we're being very successful in catching the people that are committing crimes and getting them arrested. We just had a real good, you know, arrest the other day in cooperation with the Hilltop Crime Watch group that we worked in conjunction with them, and some photos that they got through.
I was able to follow this online. It was great. And how you all worked with Ed Roman's group up there, and they started following these people. They had photos and everything, and then the police department got into it, and you nailed these guys.
Yeah,
it was great.
We had both of them in custody on the first day of the investigation once we got the photos, and, you know, so that was a good cooperative effort, and we're going to continue with that.
Okay. We're going to take a break. John's on the phone. We come back. John, you'll be, we're going to, you know, we'll throw you into the mix here, John. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Police Chief Rob Pletty, and it's Thursday, and we're glad you're here. We're glad we're here. We'll be right back.
Holding you is a warmth that I thought I could never find.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Born through a party in the county jail.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Trish Clark is with us today. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, I always like having you here.
I love being here. Just this fun time and great opportunity.
Well, I had Judy Salter on the other day. And Judy, of course, is my favorite liberal. And she came in the day after the election. And, you know, really, we had a great time that day. I mean, there wasn't – I gave her the $5 and I didn't report that I lost in the bet. And then I did report it to the IRS. I paid her off this debt, and I said it was $500,000. I don't know if it'll make a difference. Anyway, but Judy and I had a great time too. I mean, you know, we come here as a community to express our viewpoint. So if you don't like our viewpoints, wait till the next day; there'll be different ones.
There you go.
All right, we've got Reading Police Chief Rob Plenty here, and John. Good morning. Thank you for waiting, John.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Welcome home.
Thank you. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob, and good morning, Linda, in absentia. Now,
Linda's always in absentia when I come here. I don't know if I should take that personal.
Please take it very personal. Yeah, stop coming on Thursdays.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Being my favorite police chief, you know, I listen to the statistics, and I hear about realignment in the jail and everything else. I'm a little tired of it, so I thought I was wondering if you'd be open to answering some personal questions.
Okay.
They're pretty much simple one-word answers, okay? Preference, fishing or hunting?
Water skiing.
Huh?
Water skiing.
Okay. Jogging or bicycle exercise?
Bicycle.
Okay. Harley or rice rocket?
Depends on if I'm working or off work.
Okay. That makes sense.
I ride a Harley at work. I have a Honda at home.
Excellent. Big dog or lap dog?
I have a Doberman.
Excellent. Favorite color?
Blue.
Okay, now here's the one that gets a little more difficult, okay? You remember the old interviewer, Bill King?
No.
He did all those crazy TV and whatever interviews, but he asked a question of four police chiefs that he had on his show one time. And he said, if neither alcohol or pot were legal and only one could be made legal, which one would you choose to legalize and why? Want to address that one?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, I think that whether you talk about alcohol or marijuana, you talk about either one can lead to problems if they're abused.
Right.
I think that, you know, my job as a police chief is to enforce the law. And right now, when you look at the law, medicinal marijuana is legal. And there's some people that want to change that back to illegal, and there's some that want to go to full legalization. I'm very interested to watch and see what legalization of marijuana in Washington and Colorado and how that
leads
affects
to.
what it leads to, and you know, I think that's a good watch. I'm also concerned about what it's going to do to the illegal marijuana growing that's here. You know, we get a lot of complaints each year that come into the Reading Police Department, mainly about the marijuana growth because of the smell from neighbors and things of that nature. And you know, some people get upset with us because we don't go over there and arrest everybody and tear them out. But what I do is I send people over, and if the person's operating within the legal parameters of the California state law, then, you know, there's nothing we're going to do to them. And, you know, we kind of apologize that, you know, sorry you have to put up with the smell, but this is what's legal in California. So I'm kind of curious to see what happens in Colorado and Washington and see what effect that has on legalization of marijuana throughout the states, because I think that's a trend that's being pushed towards.
Well, all four chiefs that he had on said they would legalize marijuana over alcohol because 80% of every homicide they investigated had alcohol involved in it.
Yeah, I don't know the statistics on that. I mean, I can't comment on that. I mean, we do have problems when people abuse alcohol. We have problems when people abuse marijuana, and right now we're having a huge problem with people that are abusing methamphetamine. You know, and I'll never be, you know, be heard
in
to say that I think
one.
That methamphetamine is a great thing and we should legalize all drugs.
not to mention just pain pills.
Well, prescription drugs are being abused. I mean, anything taken, you know, to an
extreme in
excess is going to be a problem. And, you know, I'm curious to see what happens with Colorado and Washington, what the effects are and how that affects the political climate towards the legalization.
Well, I think what you're going to see in Washington and Colorado is that the feds are just going to hammer them. You want to do that? Fine. Then we're going to start paying, we're going to start taking federal funds from you. Because
you think that's going to happen, Carl?
I think it will. I think they have to.
I don't think they're going to back it up.
Well, remember what we did, what happened right here.
Down in San Diego.
I'm talking about what happened right here in California. We went to medicinal marijuana, and Holder said, hey, hands off. It got to be such a problem that the feds had to come back in again and say, wait a minute, you can't do this. You know, and so they started closing down places. If it's completely legalized in those two states, then it becomes, you know, the feds have to do something about it.
Well, this is where it gets really strange, though, because they didn't legalize it just for medical marijuana in those two states.
They
legalized
it
for recreation.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's completely legalized.
Well, it's my understanding,
but it's against the law.
Washington did it a little different. They opened it up to legalization by an individual vote of counties, whereas Colorado did it just a unilateral legalization of it. The California state law allows people to grow in a collective for their medicinal use within the state of California. What we're finding is there's a lot of people that are using that law to be able to transport it to other states because of the increased cost. And I'm curious to see how legalization in those states affect production here in the North State.
Even in Humboldt County, which we would think would not have a problem, they're having issues because of the growth of the marijuana in their communities, and people have had it, even in liberal Humboldt County.
Yeah, I think, John, is that, you know, it's really a good question because, you know, one could lead to more violence than the other one. But the other one is, you know, I know people hate to say it, gateway drug. The people are on meth, usually started on marijuana. I don't know how big that one is. But is alcohol a gateway drug, too? Anyway, hey, we got to run here.
Hey, thanks for your candor.
Hey, John, thanks a lot for being home.
Talk to you guys soon.
Ron Paul.
Bye. Yes, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul. Okay, we're going to take a break here for the news. Our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Trish Clark is here. I'm going to let her take over this next few minutes here so you can get what you want. We'll be right back.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. There's a deal between BP and the federal government over the Gulf oil spill of 2010. Fox News Radio, Simon Owens live in London.
Chris, BP has pleaded guilty to 14 criminal charges and will now pay an extra $4.5 billion on top of the tens of billions it's already paying out. It's comfortably the largest criminal fine in US history. 11 of those charges relate to the deaths of 11 workers in an explosion on the Deepwater Horizon rig, which led to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The other charges, one under the Clean Water Act, one under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and one felony count of obstruction of Congress. BP says it has now resolved all criminal and securities claims by the US government against the company. There are still outstanding civil claims. Chris?
Thanks, Simon. This is a Fox News alert.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Christmas for the Troops 2012 is just around the corner. In our fourth year, CFT in the North State community has sent nearly 1,200 boxes to our deployed troops, and we need your help to send another 500 this Christmas. You can help out by donating items and joining us for the Dinner and Dance fundraiser and packaging event, Saturday, 17 November at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For a donation list, to add your troop and purchase tickets, visit us on the web at christmasforthetroops.org.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We're here on Thursday, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, and discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? I just love going there. You know. In fact, you just got to go in there sometimes, just sit down and listen to what everybody says. It's a great place to find out what's going on. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. It's the community radio of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop. Trish.
Rob, let's talk a little bit about the positions at the Reading Police Department. I know that through the last couple of years there's been major discussions about the money problems that the city of Reading found themselves in. You had to lay off a whole bunch of your lower line people, the people that go out and take reports, community service officers, and that had a real impact on the ability of your officers to do the more important things that they have to do when they have to get down to that. Do you see in the horizon now that the Democrats are in control, we're going to have all this money, how are you going to spend it on restaffing your department?
Well, I mean,
and where are the needs?
I think that our department, you know, we're going to have to balance as we go forward investment in people, investment in technology, because the basic technology of the Reading Police Department is way behind. It's inside the car, you know, for a police officer with dispatch and the MDCs and things, we're doing good. But the records management and the report writing, we're still handwriting reports rather than having a computerized report writing software. We're still doing manual data entry for computer-aided dispatch and for records management rather than having an automated system that autofills that, which most police departments have invested in. So we're going to have to invest in technology. We don't have crime analysis software. So when I talk about statistics, a lot of times it takes me a long time to get the statistics to refute some negative reporting that I don't find to be truthful. So we have to make an investment in that technology because that's how we manage resources best. When you look at, you know, crime density maps. Our crime density maps that we're putting online now on the Reading Police Department are literally put together on a Google Earth map by a volunteer that sits and looks at a crime report and plunks a pin map on. We can't get crime density. We need to invest in technology to improve that system. And then we got to find a more suitable location for the police department. We just had a sewer problem again the other day that backed sewage up into the lobby. So, you know, we have to do something too. And the city manager, Kurt Starman, has come up with that, what I think is a very good plan to relocate the police department. We're working forward on that right now. So, you know, the economy in Reading is, I think, starting to pick up. The city's budget is projected to be rather flat. It's not a big increase in revenue into the city of Reading. So, but right now, I mean, I think flat in the current fiscal environment is pretty good.
Pretty good. Let's jump 1 minute back to the technology. And there's a board. I think it's a remote access network board.
The RAND board.
the RAND board and there's funds that come in to try to get all of the agencies, all the law enforcement agencies operating on the same software and equipment and what have you. Where are we with that?
The RAND board manages a lot of the mobile data computers, radio interoperability and things like that. We're talking about more internal software. So the RAND board isn't necessarily involved in that part
of it. But are the agencies able to talk to each other in a better way than
yes.
we once were?
Yes. We do have the integrated public safety system. So our records management system is not just the Reading Police Department. It's the Reading Police Department, Shasta County Sheriff, and Anderson Police Department share that so that we can share data better between the three agencies. So the Anderson Chief and the Sheriff and I have all talked and looked at, you know, software packages that we can utilize going forward. The problem is that, you know, when you look at those software packages, they're not cheap. Yeah. You know, they're very expensive. So we're going to have to come up with a plan. We might have to do it in a modular format where we get report writing first, then RMS second.
Bake sale.
Analysis. Yeah. So,
bake sale.
You know, we just need to be smart about going forward because the technology that we need to improve the services that we deliver aren't cheap, and I understand the fiscal situation, and we'll be responsible about that as we go forward.
But and those are the kind of things that we can do, because the reality is there isn't, because of the cost of putting a police officer on the street, when you talk about their salary and all of the benefits and all of those things, we got to work smart, and we got to figure out a way to put money into technology that really utilizes then that manpower we're able to pay for.
Well, for instance, a police report in the Reading Police Department, the face page is filled out by a police officer. They dictate their report simply because it keeps them out on the street, and it's a much safer format than having them staring at a computer while they're out on the street. The report gets typed by a records technician, then it goes back to the officer for approval and then to the sergeant for approval. And then when it comes back to records, they have to sit down and, you know, do data entry into a computer-aided dispatch system to update that system. Then they have to do it into the records management system. Then they have to scan the report so that it can be emailed to the district attorney's office. And it's just all these laborious processes that need to take place where if you had an integrated public, you know,
system.
You can just say it once and it's done.
It's done.
It's almost like a voice activated network that he says it's typed. It needs to be
the voice activated software doesn't work, but you know, at least then, you know, the systems to the point now where the officers take evidence photos are attached right to the report in the system. The audio files go right into the system. There's better technology out there than what we have, and we need to start looking to move that direction, but we have to do so in a fiscally responsible manner.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here. We have people on the line wanting to ask questions to the chief here. Break in. Sorry, Trish. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not looking at you. I just have one more little question.
Okay, well.
The problem is I get very long answers to short questions.
You're going
to
be here all morning until 9, and we'll get that question in, and we'll get Terry here right after you take this break. Carl and Linda Bott. But Trish Clark is here. It's Thursday. We're always happy to have Trish around.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs, MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us!
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, on the spot with Linda Bott. But Trish Clark's here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. I can't say enough about Redding Harley Davidson and Ernie and Jessica and the gang up there. Nathan and the sales, the whole group there. They've got a motorcycle that's going to fit your needs, and it's getting to be Christmas, so time now to buy one for your spouse. Plenty of time to get it in there and get those little extras on it, get the clothes that you want. This is, you know, it's Christmas time. Hey, is it time for a new jacket, a new pair of chaps? Something like that. Something you want to ride with. Well, Redding Harley Davidson is the place to go to. Go on up to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. Remember, experience the ride, live the dream, Redding Harley-Davidson. Okay, our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Paletti. We've got Terry on the line. Terry, you're live on KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Hey, Carl, Trish. Hey, Chief.
How you doing?
Hey, Chief, I want to thank you, first of all, for what you do. But I've got a Trish made a comment about money. Reality has in Redding that basically 90% of all that tax revenue was auto sales and gas sales. When Proposition 30 passed, that money is now, and I heard this from the state capitol, is going to be ending up going into the general fund. So now they're going to have to backfill education. I've never in my lifetime seen a situation where a president sitting or a challenger got into office and the stock market tanked 500 points. Also, there's rumblings now because of the supermajority the Democrats have down at the capitol that basically Proposition 13 is now in jeopardy, which again is 1% of whatever the value of your home is, could go up as high as 3 or 4%. So I'm trying to figure out where you guys think all this money's coming from.
Terry, you got to understand, you haven't been reading the paper.
You're playing the devil's advocate, I get it.
Exactly. I mean, are you kidding? Well, you really believe that any of us here...
wasn't really that way. He seems to think the economy's getting better.
Well,
and reality is, with two conversations with Jim Nielsen yesterday, we're going to have some difficulties, not that we'll have to learn to live on less as far as our city and our county goes, not more.
Well, Terry, we were being facetious, for heaven's sakes.
Well, but the other thing, too, as Chief Paletti said, was it's flat, which is better than going down.
You know, the city's budget is kind of sitting on projection right now, and you know, I'm not anticipating major increases to the budget of the Redding Police Department. I'm going to try
cap and trade hitting here.
Right. I'm going to try to do the best I can with what I have. And there's some things that, you know, if it was a perfect world and you gave, you know, me a whole bunch of money tomorrow, then yeah, I want a new building and I want some more technology and I need some more police officers and I need community service. There's a lot of needs. But I'm realistic about what the economy is and I'm realistic about what my budget is and I need to stay within that. So, you know, there's some goals that I have that I would like to improve
efficiency-wise within the police department. I think making investments in efficiency is good business.
So that would be your first priority, would be more technology. Would that be your first priority?
Yeah, technology, and then getting the community service officers back into patrol, because they're a less expensive investment to get the service to the community that I can in that format. So, you know, but all those things are in time. I mean, we're sitting steady with what we have right now. I think we're doing well with what we have to provide the best service to the community that we can, and we're going to continue down that path until things get better.
And the reality is,
you guys are great. I mean, Chief, you know how I feel about you. You're a breath of fresh air. I'm just saying, reality is, and I think we talked about this before, reality really is, we're going to have to start living on less, and you've done a great job on that. You've been very good, and your guys have been good about that. It's just, reality is, we have to really be looking at that and can't be, I think that the Pollyanna outlook that some people have in the community, especially the business community, we have to get aware of what's going on here, especially if they decide to repeal Prop 13. That's going to wipe it out.
Kerry, the reality is the only reason that the Reading City budget is flat is because we have done things at the local level to cut back and stop spending and live within our means. That's not true at the state level. They haven't done any of those necessary things and are relying on this increase in taxes and the ability to tax us into oblivion to make it work, because they still haven't done the necessary
cuts.
That's
exactly what they're trying to do. This cap and trade thing is something that where the Chamber of Commerce should enter into that lawsuit. Cap and trade is going to, I mean, are you aware of what that's going to do?
Well, that's going to be another show. In fact, because we want to talk about cap and trade, but we want to finish up here with the Chief. So, Terry, thank you very, 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 very much. And you've always got very good comments and great knowledge of what's happening around here. So thanks a lot, Terry.
Again, thank you, Chief. We appreciate your job, buddy.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break now, and we're going to come back and finish up with the Chief here. Because, you know, one of the things we want to do is thank the officer that was involved in that horrendous truck crash where people were killed, on his heroism. And I'm, you know what, we look at our individual officers here that when the cards are down, when the stakes are high, your guys step up, your men and women step up, and they're not afraid to put their lives on the line on this. And I think that everybody needs to maybe listen a little bit more about what this officer did. And that, I mean, something that a lot of people don't do.
We need to have a greater respect and admiration for all of our first responders.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, I didn't know you played golf. How's your game?
Well, Sugar Bear, my inner bear loves golf, but my back is killing me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've hit over 1,000 golf balls today, because I'm hoping to get an invitation to play in the next tour event.
Well, buddy, I don't know if I can cure that awful slice of yours, but I do know one place where there's always a standing invitation, breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You mean Black Bear Diner?
Yep. Just like Sunday dinner at Grandma's, you're always welcome for homestyle comfort food classics at Black Bear Diner.
Mmm. That pot roast with all the fixings, a huge chicken fried steak with creamy mashed potatoes and country gravy, or maybe even some breakfast. It's served all day, you know.
Yeah, I do know. You can have anything you want, Papa Bear. Put down the driver, grab your keys, and let's go where there's always a welcome.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, today is my guest host. And tomorrow, we're going to have on, you know what, I tell people, you know, hey, you need to listen to this. Tomorrow, you really need to listen to this. Wherever you're at, sit down, get in your car, get on the computer. Dr. Jen Powers is going to be with us. She's in locked in battle with the Shasta County permitting department and the Board of Supervisors. They have cost this lady tens of thousands of dollars on their mistakes. And she has gone for help and to her supervisor, Glenn Hawes, who so far hasn't done it.
Really?
Yeah, imagine that. And but if she's going to be on tomorrow to talk about it and what's happened with the permitting process and all this. And you know what, my friends? I'm having people approach us now. This person, this is what happened to them. This person, this is what happened to them. We are going to get those people on the show because this obviously, there has to be something fixed here. I mean, and this has nothing to do with RC and Selma. These are other people that have been hammered in this process, and we need to hear their stories.
There's hundreds of them out there.
Anyway, okay, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Now, let me get it real quick. Tomorrow, again, is for Saturday, Christmas for the Troops. We're still collecting stuff here at KCNR. You can still give stuff at Tobacco and Brew and at North Valley Banks. We've got the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Dinner going Saturday night. There's just a lot of things happening.
And if you don't have anything else to do,
that's right.
You need to go down to the Frontier Senior Center on Fridays and play bingo.
Okay. All right. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Rob, we got like about, 4 minutes left. Things you want people to be thinking about during this Christmas season, holiday season.
Well, you know, it goes back to, we started talking about this last December when I first got here about crime prevention. And, you know, when you go to the mall, don't load your car up full of packages and then leave them in the car. It invites the thief to break into your car and take the packages. That Christmas tree looks beautiful in the front window with all the packages under it, but that's what the criminal is looking for too. So, you know, think about that crime prevention. We'll put out some Christmas tips here shortly on the Reading Police website.
We'll get you back on earlier next month too, so we can talk about that. So people are getting their stuff broken into, and you've been saying it for a year. Do not leave a package in the backseat or your purse or those computers. You're just asking for somebody to go, steal me.
Well, and I think there's, from the people that I talk to and I'm out in the community a lot, I think we're seeing a shift in that in that mindset of you know, we can't be complacent anymore and leave our cars unlocked and our doors unlocked. And
right.
I think we're starting to see that shift, which is positive. I think that we've made some positive ground on the property crime rate because of, you know, some jail space holding people accountable. But I think there's also a shift in the public's view of what they need to do to not make themselves an easy victim as well. Now, though, the state is talking about, you know, looking at almost 10,000 parole violation warrants and just dismissing them because the parole violation arrests are having impacts on jails. So I'm going to meet with parole here in the next week or so, because if they're going to review local parole warrants, I want to say in which ones get dismissed at all.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just, you know, mea culpa. You know, you haven't complied with parole, so let's just dismiss the warrant and let you off parole. So we've got to do something about that, because that's going to be another negative impact of this prison realignment.
Okay, I want to ask one quick question, then I want to talk about our hero policeman. Is this, you know, when they did away with the third strike, They said they're, you know, the third strike rule. They said they're now going to go back into the system and check and see if people were put into jail on minor offenses and turn them loose.
Well, you know, when you look at
what that said.
Yeah, when you look at the three strikes legislation, the original legislation, once you had two strikes, if you got a very minor offense, you could go to prison for life.
You could go.
So you could go. So right. Now what they're doing is they're probably going to go back through and look at all those minor ones and let those people
no matter what the first two were. So you could have violent armed robbery, you could have spousal abuse, and the last one would be check hiding, and they could turn you.
It doesn't mean they have to release
right.
It means that they have that option depending on what
But it also means that we're going to have all of those
more
cases
people.
In court with public defenders and all of those things.
They've already been tried and convicted. It would be, I believe it's a decision of the California Department
of
Corrections.
Turn them loose?
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see what the effects of that are. I'm watching prison realignment very closely. But on to the next topic. We did have a very horrific crash the other day. Officer Duvall was very close to that crash when it took place. He risked himself to go, assist that gentleman in getting out and rolling him on the ground and getting the fire put out. He went back to
try to. The driver was on fire from the truck.
Correct.
Right.
He went back to try to assist the other two, but the heat from the fire at that point was just too much.
Right.
But, and there were several officers there trying to get up to the other two. And makes me proud as a chief to see my officers, putting themselves in jeopardy to save citizens. And Duvall is, in my opinion, a hero. I've seen different things on the blogs about what he did or what he didn't do. And I'm telling you right now that the guy's a hero.
He did
a great job, and I'm very proud of his actions he took on that morning.
We're proud of our police department. So, hey, Chief, thanks for coming by. I know we'll see you again next month. And, of course, we see each other a lot anyway. And Trish, thanks so much for being here.
I so enjoyed meeting with the people in Shasta County and talking over issues and being a part of this great radio station in this community.
Well, you know what? We enjoy this, and we're really thankful on the fact of the support we have from people. People coming up to us and saying how much they appreciate hearing all sides and the different things we do. Again, tomorrow is going to be Dr. Jim Powers. I think we really need to listen to this and find out what's going on with that. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A record criminal penalty for BP, which agrees to pay billions to settle the U.S. government's case against it. Fox News Radio, Simon Owen, live in London.
Lisa, BP is to pay a record penalty of $4.5 billion after pleading guilty to 14 charges relating to the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010. 13 of those charges relate to the explosion on the rig, which killed 11 workers and set off the massive oil spill. The 14th charge is one of obstructing Congress. There is more to come for BP, though, including individual civil claims, also state claims, and more claims under the Clean Water Act. Lisa?
Simon, late reports of a rocket landing in Tel Aviv, but no casualties reported as militants in Gaza fight the Israeli military for a second day. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither along the Israel-Gaza border.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his army will expand its operations to protect Israel. Hamas is calling for each